Assalamu alaikum everyone. Hello. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum, uncle.
Ji wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, starting with the discourse again. Today's topic is God communication is the best communication that true spiritualism can teach us. The most profound inspiration comes always from the divine mind, and to God alone the credit is due. If an inspiration comes through the mind of a person living on earth or through a soul who has passed on to the other side, it still has come from God. For all knowledge and wisdom belongs only to God. It is a fault on the part of mankind to attribute inspiration to some limited being who is nothing but a shadow covering God. When a person believes that an old Egyptian comes from the other side to inspire him, or that an American comes to lead him on his way, he builds a wall between himself and God. Instead of receiving directly from the source that is perfect and all-sufficient, and he is picturing his limited idea, making a screen between himself and God. Is God not enough for our souls? And is he not sufficient to inspire us and to illuminate our wills and guide our souls? Is he any less of a friend here or in the spirit life? He is the great well-wisher. In him, mercy is complete. He is the soul of all souls. When we devote ourselves to the thought of God and illumination and revelation, all illuminations and revelations are ours. God communication is the best communication that true spiritualism can teach us. And by the way, this line, true spiritualism, it is very key, and I'll come back to that in a second. Thus, the ultimate purpose for which the soul is seeking every moment of our life is our spiritual purpose. And you may ask how to attain to that purpose. The answer is that you are seeking for what you are seeking for is within yourself. Instead of looking outside, you must look within. The way to proceed to accomplish this is for some moments to suspend all your senses, such as sight, hearing, smell, touch, in order to put a screen before the outside life. And by the way, that is why we recommend you turn off all lights and you turn off all sounds. Get cut off for a few minutes while we do zikr. And by concentration and developing that meditative quality, you will sooner or later get in touch with the inner self, which is the soul, which is more communicative, which speaks more loudly than all the noises of this world. Remember, as long as your soul is strengthened and it is not sleeping, then it will be able to do so. And this gives joy, creates peace, and produces in you a self-sufficient spirit, a spirit of independence, of true liberty. The moment you get in touch with yourself, you are in communion with God. It is in this way, if God communication is sought rightly, that spirituality is attained. So this was the discourse, and I want to elaborate on it just a little bit, that as you guys know, you know, I've been running FHTJ for nearly a decade now. I've come in contact with some of the most amazing spiritual teachers, energy healers. One of the things I started to realize, which prevented me from allowing a lot of mediums on my show, was because I realized that these people were in communication with beings that they really had no idea who they were. So when you are in communication with a being, and whether they tell you I'm your guide, or they basically, you know, however they show up, even as an angel, do we truly know that that is who they are? Just because they are saying so? When you start working in the higher realms, there are all kinds of spirits, beings, energies that are wandering around. And Islam actually has a very clear definition on this. And I've done a show with Tariq Bibi where we talked about it. So we Muslims have known for, you know, hundreds of years that there is a being called the jinn, which was created.
Zoom par.
So the jinn was created by fire. As we know, man was made from dust. Angels are made of light. And jinn is a being created of fire. That is, by the way, the devil is part of the jinn clan. The jinn has the ability, and jinn is the word. Jinn is what genie was actually derived from. It was actually the jinn. So mute uncle for a few minutes. Jinn has the ability to communicate, you know, to travel between different dimensions, and has the ability to change form, to change shape, to change appearance. It can appear in many different ways. And the jinn that come into communion with human beings are usually the ones that are there to misguide us, because otherwise they're not really supposed to be in touch with humans. And I know that I have worked with people that felt they were channeling some amazing being, and it turned out to actually be a jinn. And so that is why true spirituality, following a path that is tried and tested, it's very important. You know, Chris Atwood always told me, his teacher taught him that in order to know something of its sanctity, you must have these, it must pass these three tests. The first one being, it should have been proven through the test of time, not just one or two decades, but really hundreds of years. Number two, there should be tangible ways to measure the benefits received, you know, from that particular activity or product. And then number three, the fruits of the tree. Uncle, maine aapko mute kar diya tha, lekin ab maine aapko dobara. Ab aapko awaaz aa rahi hai, uncle? Uncle, awaaz aa rahi? Okay. The fruit of the tree is also a proof. Oh, he's not in the meeting. What happened? Huh. You may have to log back in. Guys, can you hear me? Yes. Okay. Thank you, Sabina. So I think he will have to log back in. He got dropped off. Jinn is, it's a reality. Uncle Ab, aapko awaaz aa rahi hai?
Ji, aa rahi hai.
Okay, very good. So we will talk about that in a little bit more detail in another session. But today I just wanted to give you guys this background, how important it is that you attach yourself to a spiritual order that has stood these, has passed these tests, has taken, you know, stood these tests, and you have a guarantee that it is going to be leading you to the right path. You know, on this path, our goal is to connect to God, to have this intimate, deep connection with God, okay? And on the journey, yes, we might be approached by these exalted beings that will share their wisdom with us, whether they have passed on or they are on this earth. But they are not the ones that we are aiming to connect with. Our goal is to connect with God and God alone, so much so that eventually even we don't require our teacher, our murshid anymore, because that's the aim of a Sufi master, that he should be able to connect the student with the God and then ultimately step out of the way. That is the true beauty of this path, that everyone should be connected with their own Lord, because that's our right. That is our birthright. Okay, so let us begin. Uncle, shuru kijiye, bismillah.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin maghdubu ilayya, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الله قلب
Thank you.
Allahu Ruh. Come to the second point. Allahu Siri, the third point. Allahu. Coffee, fourth point. Allahu Akhfa, fifth one. Allahu nafs, sixth one. Allahu Sultan al-Azkar, seventh one. Allahu Qalb. الله الله hold on now. وحده لا شريك لك يا الله وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الله أحديت وحده لا شريك لك يا Allah, be with your Lord, the only one to whom to be worshipped. Ilahukum ilahu wahid. Allah. الله معيت الله حاضري الله ناظري الله معي وهو معكم أينما كنتم. He is always with you. The Lord is with you wherever you are. وهو معكم أينما كنتم. أقربيت ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا قريب يا أرحم الراحمين يا حافظ يا حفيظ يا ناصر يا الله يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا جلال والإكرام. شارك ولبيك اللهم لبيك سعديك لا شريك حمد والنعم لك والملك لا شريك لك اللهم يتوفوا بالبيت العتيق اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. روضہ اطہر الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا ضالا الا هديته ولا فسادا الا اصلحته ولا عدوا الا قبضته ولا حاجه من حوائج الدنيا والاخره الا قضيتها ويسرتها برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا والوالدينا والاخواننا والمشايخنا والاستاذنا والجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا قاضي الحاجات اقضي حاجاتنا، يا رافع الدرجات ارفع درجاتنا، يا شافي الامراض اشف مرضانا، يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا وبليات المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا. اللهم من احييته منا فاحيه على الاسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الاسلام. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك.
Ameen, Suma Ameen. Thank you, Uncle. Jazakallah khair. Anybody have anything to share? Any questions? Anybody? Okay. I'll share what I saw quickly. I saw... On the 5th, I saw that my soul began to disintegrate. Wo jo uncle zarat mein tabdeel ho jati hai na. It just turned into just, it disintegrated and it turned into these particles. And they got spread everywhere. And then after the 7th, I think, it started spinning, uncle, very, very fast. Very high frequency, it was spinning. I don't know where it was going, but it was spinning on a very high frequency and just traveling all over the place.
Basically, it is the one who is emerging in the nearness circles of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it is the indication of that one who is emerging himself or herself looks like this.
Uncle, awaaz nahi aapki aa rahi, zara uncha bolenge.
One who is emerging in the near circles, or you say in the closest circles of Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on fifth meets, that is the abbreviational picture you have seen.
Beautiful, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Another thing, one uncle,
who emerges his wishes to the obedience of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the abbreviational representation of that.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Another interesting thing happened that I had taken my daughter to the doctor today for a checkup. And the doctor was from Tablighi Jamaat, which those of you that don't know, it's a pretty fundamentalist Islamic group. So he started preaching his stuff, which was fine. And I realized, Uncle, suddenly that my first station, Kalb, it just started doing Allahu on its own. So I was listening to the doctor and I was talking, but at the same time, I was aware that my kalb is doing Allahu. So that was very interesting.
Bas wo jo hi tawajjo hoti hai aapki Allah ki taraf kalb
yes
kalb to kar raha hota hai lekin aap us waqt aapne you attended your heart
so aap yes so what uncle is saying that basically as your kalb gets stronger you become aware of it as soon as somebody even mentions God, then you know you become aware of the kalb doing Allahu. So that is just such a beautiful feeling to have. It was really amazing. It was interesting. So this guy is preaching his stuff and I'm just doing Allahu sitting there. So that was really very interesting. So hopefully, guys, next time you will also share something. Whatever, you know, is happening, whether it's happening during zikr or after zikr, feel free to share, okay? We would love to hear from you guys. All right. And as we are progressing into Ramadan, by the way, if you've been feeling that the zikr is getting stronger, it's because this month, as I mentioned in the beginning, it is an extremely holy and auspicious month. This is the time where God literally opens up the heavens for the blessings that go down to earth. And we are now approaching the most auspicious part of this month, which is the last 10 days. And inshallah, I'll talk to Uncle and we will maybe even do on the odd nights of Ramadan of the last 10 days that are considered very, very auspicious. We might even do a second zikr at night. So I'll talk to Uncle and see what time would be best suited for everybody. And so this is getting really strong now. You'll feel the energy stronger because the blessings are increasing. So make sure you take advantage of this time. Do zikr as many times as you can during the day, even if it's for 5 minutes. You'll feel a difference. You'll feel a difference. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much, Uncle. Jazakallah khair.
Allah.